With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Former President Donald Trump was the target of an assassination attempt Saturday at a Pennsylvania rally. The FBI has named 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks of Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, as the subject involved in the assassination attempt. The gunman and at least one attendee were dead. At a news conference, Pennsylvania State Police Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens says investigators think there was only one shooter responsible for the attack on the former president.
At this time, we have no reason to believe that there is any other existing threat out there. We are doing everything we can to make sure that this is thoroughly investigated, and that if there is any information developed that anyone else was involved, that between PSP and the FBI, that will very quickly be followed up on.
Speaker Mike Johnson reacts to the news of the assassination on the former president. More from reporter Bernie Bennett.
Speaker Johnson issued the following statement after shots were fired at President Trump at a rally in Britain, Pennsylvania. Quote, Kelly and I are praying for President Trump and all the attendees of the campaign rally today in Pennsylvania, and we send our gratitude to the law enforcement who responded to the scene. He continued, quote, I have been briefed by law enforcement and I'm continuing to monitor the developments. This horrific act of violence at a peaceful campaign rally has no place in this country and should be unanimously and forcefully condemned. I'm Bernie Bennett.
Also at SRNnews.com, Paris is hosting an extra special guest for France's national holiday today. The Olympic torch relay is joining up with thousands of troops marching in Paris beneath roaring fighter jets to mark Bastille Day. Bastille Day becomes 12 days before the French capital hosts exceptionally ambitious and high-security summer games for Bastille Day in France today. You'll find more stories, news, and analysis online anytime at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is SRN News. Israel has no chief rabbi. SRN's Michael Harrington.
For the first time in about 100 years, the Jewish state is without an occupant of one of its most important offices. David Lau and Yitzhak Yosef, who are both serving jointly, have ended their 10-year terms, and there's no agreement on who is going to replace them. The office of chief rabbi has become a point of contention in Israel, and the 150-member council of rabbis and public officials that have to select a replacement just can't seem to agree on the next one. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council is disappointed with how the Republican Party adopted its official platform ahead of Monday's convention. He described the platform as a concise statement of campaign priorities, but not a declaration of enduring principles. No amendments were allowed, which he said was unbecoming of a party that champions free speech and due process. The GOP convention is Monday in Milwaukee. This is SRN News. The Consumer Product Safety Commission announces a recall.
Due to a shock hazard, nearly 1 million power adapters sold with sound machines marketed to help infants and young children sleep are being recalled. The plastic surrounding the AC power adapter that was supplied with some of Hatch's Rest first-generation sound machines can come off when removing the product from an outlet, leaving its prongs exposed. Hatch notes that the issue only is with the adapter accompanying the impacted sleeping machines, not the device itself. Hatch is offering a free replacement adapter to customers. John Scott reporting.
The misery of Houston's lasting power outages extend beyond the big city and onto surrounding farms and ranches, where everything from animal bedding to feed is harder to come by since Hurricane Beryl turned off the lights. Extreme weather like drought, floods, and storms all hit farmers hard, and scientists expect many of those nasty conditions to get worse with the result of climate change. More details at srnnews.com.